William Collins presents Net Zero, How We Stop Causing Climate Change, by Dieter Helm. Read by Malk Williams. Preface. I thought I had finished writing about climate change a while ago, with my two books on the subject, The Carbon Crunch, How We're Getting Climate Change Wrong and How to Fix It, and Burnout, The Endgame for Fossil Fuels, and The Cost of Energy Review, the Helm Review, I undertook for the UK government in 2017. Back in 2012, in The Carbon Crunch, I asked the question, why has so little been achieved? I wanted to puncture the complacency, and especially the peak oil fantasy, that we were going to run out of fossil fuels, and hence the oil price was heading north, making what looked like expensive renewables cheap by comparison. I followed this up in 2017 with Burnout, pointing out that we have enough oil and gas to fry the planet many times over, and that the exit from fossil fuels will be messy for the great oil-producing countries and messy for the renewables as the price of oil and gas falls back. In both books, I stressed that a big part of the answer lay with technical progress and new technologies, and suggested that current renewables technologies would not be enough to solve the problem, whatever their initial contributions, and they would not be in the money any time soon. And so it has come to pass. The predictions of the peak oilers have turned out to be nonsense. The price of oil and gas has fallen back, and, whatever their advocates claim, renewables are not yet subsidy-free once all the costs have been taken into account. What I had not anticipated was that no serious progress would yet have been made on the fundamental problem, and that the concentration of carbon in the atmosphere would still just keep on going ever upwards without so much as a blip, and, if anything, slightly accelerate. When set against the enormity of the consequences of climate change, the only rational response is anger. If this failure to achieve anything much in the last 30 years had been the consequence of not trying, it would be bad, but at least understandable. But this is not the case. A huge amount of political capital and money has been spent in the name of mitigating climate change. Many people have been led to believe that current policies are working and that we are making good progress. They are not, and we are not. It is hard to stand on the sidelines and watch the results of badly designed policies and the misleading of people whose goodwill in the face of the wall of costs they will have to pay is essential to making progress. What really bothers me and makes me pick up the pen again to write on climate change is the widely repeated claim made by the UK's Committee on Climate Change, CCC, in the foreword to its recent report, Net Zero, the UK's Contribution to Stopping Global Warming. By reducing emissions produced in the UK to zero, we also end our contribution to rising global temperatures. This is misleading in that the net zero target the CCC advocates is for territorial emissions in the UK. And unless every other country we trade with gets to net zero by 2052 or we stop importing carbon-intensive goods, it is simply not true. The net zero carbon production target takes no account of the carbon we import and which pervades much of our spending. For a deindustrialized economy with only 20% manufacturing, this is particularly pertinent. To give a simple example, if British Steel had closed down, something which was under active consideration at the time the CCC published its report, UK territorial emissions would have gone down, but the subsequent increased imports of steel from, say, China, would mean global warming would go up. And by more than it would have had that steel manufacturing remained here. According to the CCC's logic, why not close the rest of the British car industry, and INEOS's Grangemouth petrochemical plant too? Buried later in the CCC report, page 106, is a chart showing the real villain of the piece, carbon consumption, stated as some 70% higher than carbon production, albeit both badly measured and incomplete.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?